Into the new year, into 1980. I'm wondering whether 1980 is going to be better for gays than 1970 was, or the 70s were. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, I think it's going to be very different.
Raided Club 80, a gay sex club. 300 men illegally detained. Identification and employment details extorted. 30 held at Darlinghurst Police Station. 4 charged under the anti-homosexual laws. Facing 5 years in prison.
FM, community radio, around the country. You could hear it in Adelaide. You could hear it in Brisbane. In Sydney, zilch. And then finally, in 1979, what happened this season?
We formed Gay Waves.
Gay Waves on 2SER. And good evening. You are on Gay Waves. My name's Mark Haddon, and I'd like to welcome you to the first Gay Waves show in 17 years. Oh, it's good to be back. I would like to start by introducing my lovely co-host for tonight. It's Nikki Fashion. Hello, Nikki.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Gay Waves. How are we all this evening?
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
I'm so excited to be with you all again.
Yeah, it's like, who would have thought? It's like 17 years since Gay Waves was last on the air.
My goodness.
Went off the air in 2005. My God, and it's 2022. In fact, we were meant to start this program a year ago.
We were. And then the Ebola got us.
Exactly. The Ebola got us. Oh, not the Ebola. The COVID got us really badly.
It's a plague.
Yeah, it's one of the plagues. But yeah, it got us really badly and we had to keep deferring. And we finally got on air tonight and we're going to be with you every week at 7:30 on a Friday.
We are. And we have got so many surprises and so many good things coming up in the next couple of weeks. And in fact, every week because we're fabulous. Because it's Gay Waves.
Exactly. And look, I do want to talk about a little bit about the history of Gay Waves because it is such a monumental show in LGBTI history.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, it started, believe it or not, in November 1979. Nikki, do you know...
I was watching Prisoner then.
You were watching Prisoner. Exactly. That's the year Prisoner started.
I wasn't supposed to be, but I was.
Do you remember who the Prime Minister was?
Oh, it was Fraser, wasn't it?
It was. Ding, yeah. Ding, ding. 20 points for Nikki. There you go.
Bonus round now.
And one of my favourite bands, My Sex, was on Top of the Pops with top 10 with Computer Games.
Oh, computer games.
Exactly. So, look, I mean, it's just quite amazing. 1979. Being a gay male in there was still sodomy laws on the books in New South Wales.
Yeah, it was dangerous.
It was really dangerous. It was illegal. They were really pioneering in that day to do this show. I can't believe that, you know, it took so much courage to get on the airwaves when you could go to jail.
And then the stamina of staying on air for so long. And then... we're back as well.
I know.
It's just indestructible. Gay Waves.
Not only that, Gay Waves was one of the first regular ongoing LGBTIQA plus broadcasts in the world. We believe that there was one gay broadcast before Gay Waves.
Right.
But then we were like the first ongoing show.
Wow.
Gay Waves. And that's a bit of a record as well.
That's
even
amazing.
Before Joy 94.9 in... Melbourne.
Well, let's continue to break those records with our fabulous on-air programming here at Gay Waves 2SER.
That's right. Look, what I want to do is I do just want to quickly play. Now, this I'm just going to play a little clip. This is the very first...
We're just back on the decks. It's very difficult.
I haven't been on them
it's
for
confusing.
A couple of years. Exactly.
I haven't seen carts for 5 years. This is difficult. Be kind to us, people.
Be kind. This is a little clip from the very first on studio program of Gay Waves. Now, this was in 1980. They actually started before and then they did this. So I'll just quickly play a little bit from there.
Okay.
I'm glad you could come to the party. There's a big party going on outside in the offices and there's lots of good talkers there. They're going to be coming in. Susan and I are going to be playing in the records. And in here with me now are Margaret McMahon and Dennis Altman. Hi.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you tonight, Dennis?
I'm fine.
What are you going to be talking about?
Oh, lots and lots and lots of things.
It's into a new year, into 1980. I'm wondering whether 1980 is going to be better for gays than 1970 was, or the 70s were. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, I think it's going to be very different. I doubt if we'd had a gay radio program in 1970, and we wouldn't have, but if we had had one, I don't think we'd have started off by playing a record like that. And I guess that playing a record like that and being able to do a program which is also a party and having a lot of our friends along, both inside and outside the studio, in one way sort of symbolises a lot of the things that have changed in the last decade.
Mm. Also interesting too that we've got an hour and a half airplay and we got it pretty easily. We haven't had to beg and plead.
And they were playing records. How cute was that?
I know. I don't know what the song was. I wish I did
it
know.
It doesn't matter because they were playing records.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's fantastic.
That's a wonderful piece of history, but we're here to forge ahead continue to make more history.
But I do want to thank the people who have come before us.
Absolutely.
And a big thank you to Greg Reading and the team who let us do this.
Yes, we've got the full endorsement of the original team, so that's really important. We're not just roguing here.
No, and look, coming up, one of our new team members is actually an old team member as well.
Yes.
So we'll get to her in a little while because she's very special.
Yes.
Look, we'll come back and we'll introduce the rest of the team.
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
Or will
gay, homosexual. If you're looking for a word that rhymes with gay, don't bother, just use gay.
Gay Waves, putting the gay in your day. Just a little sting there for us.
Just in case there was any confusion what we're all about here.
That's right. And look, Nikki,
the flames are flying high, people.
Yeah, the flames are flying high. Now, Nikki, I want to know more about you to start with.
Oh, well, I'm wanted in 5 states. No, that's not surprised. That's not true. It's only for being fabulous. I am a performer. I have been a performer, a dancer all my life. I did 12 years of dance academy. My first professional gig was when I was 9. I've worked for Disney. I've worked in many places. I've worked for Porsche. I've done a million things for Mardi Gras. I've produced shows. I sing.
And you do a little character for a Eurovision character, I believe.
She's a universal character, but she loves the Eurovision and her name Oksana, and she's such a nice lady. But she's running from communista. Do not think she's Russian asshole.
Oh no,
she's not.
Is she from the Ukraine? Maybe
she's from Eastern Bloc. She's close by, so she stands with her comrades in Ukraine. So yes, Oksana often pops out at a couple of functions. She still does some Olympic ribbon twirling routines that she did in, I think 1979 was her first routine as well.
Oh my God.
And she, you know, she relives her former glory whenever she can. But she's been to Eurovision in Lisbon and done a couple of things like that. So, she kind of takes me over sometimes and she gets some fun stuff to do.
And if you do hear a lot of Eurovision on the show, don't be surprised. Every one of the hosts is a huge fan. Very happy about the last Eurovision, but we might talk about that a little bit later. But I used to host a Eurovision show on Joy 94.9. We have someone who's tried to enter Eurovision as one of the hosts.
I love it.
I know. It's just amazing.
I went to Lisbon Eurovision 2018 as Oksana because she had the interview with the peoples. But it was a tremendous thing. But it was like the new Mardi Gras. Like all the gays were there.
Of course.
I don't know if for those of you that don't partake of Eurovision, you really should, because if you find there's no one at the Mardi Gras party, it's because we're all at Eurovision.
Yeah. It's gay, 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 gay.
It's gay as. So that's
Hi, my name is Varushka Darling and I'm giving you a great big gay wave here from 2SER.
Oh, thanks Varushka. We love Varushka, don't we?
We love Varushka. She is a darling. She's such a sweetheart.
Now, Nikki, I think we should start by introducing our next host.
Yes, we're not just here alone talking to each other. No, and, there's a team of experts with us.
Why don't you do the honours?
Oh, all right. Well, I think we should do ladies first.
Oh, ladies first.
So I have to my... That's a visual joke, folks. to my right, I have the beautiful Dame Lush. And Dame Lush, let's hear a little bit of your story.
Well, anyone who's ever seen me knows I am the visual joke, so...
Oh, now.
Definitely not.
That's not true at all.
No, I'm from the original Gay Waves. Well, not the original in the 70s. I kind of joined in the late 80s. And I think it was into the early 90s, but you know, I was in my 20s, so I don't remember a hell of a lot of that time. It was mostly just work, and fabulousness.
Oh, that's lovely. But it's wonderful to have a former hostess here.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you're very well known in the gay scene in Sydney as well. You've, put it lightly, you've been around.
I have circled a few blocks.
You have circled a few blocks.
Gone down a few drains, up a few plug holes, down the stairs.
I mean, I've been talking to, I was talking to a one of my friends in the kink community in Melbourne, and your name came up, and it's like, oh, yes, Lush is very well known,
Known. That's all that came up.
Oh, knowing him, probably something else, but we haven't talked about that.
And the tone has lowered, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the nighttime version of Gay Waves.
Well, you know it was going to happen eventually.
If I'm on the air, you know it is going to happen eventually, so, yeah, get used to it.
Oh, I thought we'd save it for podcast, but no, that's not what's happening. So we do have another gorgeous host in here. He'll be helping us with all things fabulous, and we'd like to hear from him now, and that is, may I introduce, Mr. Phil McNulty. Phil, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Oh, you
very
sound great.
Very happy to be here.
So tell us a bit about yourself, darling.
Well, let's try to be a little interesting. Let's search, see if we can find anything. So, do you remember Road Rules on MTV?
No.
Yeah, they did an episode in Sydney during Mardi Gras many years ago.
Was it about bad drivers?
No, it wasn't. It was very much like basically everything you see on television now. You throw some people together, they do ridiculous nothingness, and they fight. And we all watch it, and it's amazing. Anyway,
it's like Christmas.
Oh.
Like family Christmas.
I guess it is.
Family get
together. Absolutely. So many years back, they decided to come to Sydney. Sydney was the first place that they went outside of America, and they wanted to do a Mardi Gras episode.
Okay.
So they came on in. They were collecting for Bobby Goldsmith Foundation, and the person who had to give them their task was me. And long story short, it never went to air. So I'm wondering if that was all my fault.
Oh.
Well, no wonder we didn't remember it.
Yeah, the show existed, but that episode
didn't. Oh, that episode didn't. Oh, that's a shame.
So, yeah.
And what do you do these days, Phil?
Well, these days I put my imagination into a little bit of recording under the artist name Rainbow Orbit, and I believe we've got something I might have made earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier?
There's a little something I prepared earlier.
It's very Blue Peter of us. Do you want to introduce the song, please, Phil?
I would love to. This is the amazingly talented Rainbow Orbit with Not Supposed To.
Checking for a message several times an hour. The phone idle as if silently laughing. I'm not supposed to love you. I'm not supposed to love you. At times I'll send a photo just to garner a response.
3 days is just too many for my heart to take. I'm not supposed to love you. I'm not supposed to love you. Shattered my defenses. Resistance is so long. Personality so pure, I can't deny. The feeling starts to rise. I have to push it down, push it down. When you're in my presence, my heart begins to pound. You're sitting there, your hands brush on me lightly. I'm not supposed to love you. I'm not supposed to love you. Shattered my defenses. Resistance is so long. Personality so pure, I can't deny. Feeling starts to rise. I have to push it down, push it down. Fireworks exploding. The stomach butterflies. Got to be around you. Breathe in and not explode.
We have some.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
Gay Waves, 2SCR, like a golden gay time, but less ice creamy.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
Wow. We have some talent in the studio, not only Phil, but Dame Lush for doing her gay time thing.
That was heaven. And Phil, that song was fantastic.
Well, thank you very much.
So, I really liked it.
Nikki, you're behind the Parramatta Pride picnic.
I am.
Event. So should Rainbow Orbit be performing at that this year, do you think?
Well, I sort of coordinate the entertainment, and this is sounding very bad at the moment because, yes, it could if you want.
Okay, that's enough self-promotion. Thank you.
Talk about that off air.
Yes.
Yes,
okay. Then.
Later.
Look, talking about self-promotion, if you do want to talk to us tonight, you can email us. You can email us at gaywaves@2ser.com. That's gaywaves@2ser.com.
Yeah, and I mean, we're on every week, so if you want to hear a song or you'd like to ask us a question, if you don't get a chance tonight, send it through during the week and we will address it next week.
Or if you've got something coming up that you are organising or you think is important to the LGBTIQ+ community, please let us know and we would definitely get back to you.
Oh, we'd love to talk about community events and help broadcast the events to everyone else.
Exactly.
We'd love to do that.
Now, you were talking about Parramatta just a second ago.
I certainly was.
Yes, I was out at Parramatta last week when a game was on.
I was there about an hour ago.
I actually saw a play out at the Playhouse called Become the One. It was an LGBTI play. And, yeah, really nice playhouse out there, Riverside. But something else was on out at Parramatta, Nikki.
Yes, the inaugural Beyond Gay Travel Expo, which was actually a fantastic event. Club Para is a very inclusive club. It's the first RSL club in Australia to host an LGBTQI event, and they are very inclusive. They really want to get everything on board. But the Travel Expo was just to get everybody sort of back in the saddle, if you will, to, you know, start exploring travel options. It was a wonderful event. There were great prizes. And all the stalls, everything was greatly laid out. There was really wonderful things on offer. Everyone was knowledgeable. I loved it.
That's great. Yeah, and it's great after COVID. I mean, I'm itching to travel again.
Yes. Well, everyone is. And that was the idea. But to have a gay-specific event out in the western suburbs is just magnificent.
Now, you talked to a few people and we're going to hear from a few people right now.
I spoke to everyone.
True. I was there.
I know. I talked the handle off a door last night.
So coming up in this little segment, we've got Matt Clark, who is...
He was one of the co-producers of the event, and he's also one of the co-producers of the Parramatta Pride Picnic.
Yeah, and we've got Mario from Planet Dwellers
and
as well.
And he was the other person who produced the event.
All right, let's hear.
His company, I beg your pardon.
Let's hear from them now.
I'm here at the Gay Travel Expo with the lovely Matt Clark. And Matt, how are you today?
I'm well now. I'm better now that we're kicked off and up and running. It's feeling good.
Fantastic. And what is your involvement with the Gay Travel Expo, Matt?
So it comes, Nikki, from our background with Parramatta Pride, right, with the Parramatta Pride Picnic and our cancellations the last couple of years with COVID. We wanted to do more activations in the Parramatta area, and this is the first one of those, leading us back into Parramatta Pride Picnic later this year.
That's fantastic. Oh, Parramatta Pride Picnic. Oh, I can't wait for that one. That's one of my personal favourites.
We are back.
That's lovely. Well, thank you so much, Matt. Thank you for putting on such a fabulous event this evening. And look forward to seeing you again to talk about the Parramatta Pride Picnic when it's looming closer in the future.
October
22.
22.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm here at the Gay Travel Expo at Club Para with the beautiful Mario from Planet Dwellers. Planet Dwellers are the co-producers of this event with Akon. Mario, how are you this evening?
I am fantastic. A little bit tired from talking and talking and talking, but very good.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to make you talk some more, so sorry about that. Grab a latte. Tonight's event, I loved it. It was a great event. How do you feel about it?
Very good. Look, the suppliers that are here are fantastic supporters of our business, Planet Dwellers, and our community, our brilliant community. So these suppliers have made the effort to come here. You know, there's a cost involved, and they're also excited, and they've been amazing. So it's been really good. Like, this is the first time it's ever happened, and ideally I think it will move to more of an outdoor area, like Parramatta Pride Picnic.
Well, I'm on the Parramatta Pride Picnic Committee, so yes, it can.
Let's do it,
Mario,
then. Yeah,
yes.
Let's do it.
Let's say a tentative yes now.
Yes, let's just do it that way, yeah.
All right.
I think it is a great outdoor event because lots of stalls and people can wander along holding their drink and everything. But tonight's great. There's a bar here, or there was a bar here.
Yeah, and great food downstairs at Club Para.
Yes, which I'll be going to eat at any minute now.
I am famished.
Yes, me too. So, no, the event was great. And it's a nice mixture of companies from airlines to cruise companies to the brand new hotel, the Ace Hotel in Sydney, which is just stunning.
Lovely.
And you've got to go look at it. It's really stunning.
Oh, I do.
Love it.
I do.
Yeah, so that's what we're about, and representing our products that we do ourselves. Bus tour to Broken Hill, which is amazing.
Yes.
Everyone should do that once in their life, at the very least.
I think you're right. I think it's a fabulous event. And I'd love to see how it pans out this year.
So will I. Yes, so will I.
Now, me being from Gay Waves,
yes.
I hear that you have a special story to tell me about Gay Waves.
I do, and it's kind of not embarrassing.
No, it sounds delightful.
Yeah, so Gay Waves was around when I first met my first boyfriend, who happens to be my co-business partner now, so 30-odd years later.
Oh, heaven.
I know. And we don't look a day older.
No,
of course. So back in, I think it was 1990 or something like that. So we would listen to, in different houses, he was at his parents', I was at mine, and we would be listening to Gay Waves, and at about 10:30 at night or 11, I'd be under my covers in bed, at home, ringing Gay Waves saying, please, please, this is Mario, and I want to send out a love message to my boyfriend, Barry.
Oh.
I love him so much, and can you please play God Knows What Song It Would Have Been.
Oh, that's so gorgeous.
So that's so exciting for us to hear Gay Waves is back.
Oh, we'll be back. Thank you so much. And what a lovely, lovely story. And the fact that you're still friends.
Yeah, we're the best of friends, got a business together 30 years later, and we both have that beautiful recollection and memories, because he would do the same. He would, following week, he would do it.
I want you to ring up and request something now, but I'm not sure if we've got enough time in the first show.
Yeah.
That would be so heaven. Thank you so much tonight. Thank you so much for tonight, Mario. And thank you very much for this Gay Travel Expo with you and Barry.
Yes.
It's been absolutely stunning. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh.
Good luck with Gay Waves.
Thank you. This is Nikki Fashion signing out from the Gay Travel Expo. Turbo Porsche, how are you? Ebony Williams.
Hello,
from
Gay Waves.
Pride 2023.
I'm so
and Ebony, tell us a little bit about Pride for next year, because we are very excited that World Pride. Ebony Williams from Pride 2023. And Ebony, tell us a little bit about Pride for next year, because we are very excited that World Pride is coming to Australia.
Yes, well, I'm the First Nations Engagement Manager for Sydney World Pride.
Yeah.
And yes, we will be bringing World Pride to Sydney for the first time ever in the Southern Hemisphere between February 17 to March 5th. And there will be a multitude of events and ways that people can be involved. It'll be on around the same time as Mardi Gras. So we'll still be doing things like the parade and after party.
Wow.
Fair day. And we'll also have a very significant First Nations focus.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's heaven. Well, I would like it if we could interview you a little closer to the date, because we are all so excited at Gay Waves for World Pride 2023.
Of course, we would love to be involved in any time. Just reach out.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And is it too early to say happy Pride?
No, it's never.
Happy Pride. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nikki. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks, Nikki, for going out to Parramatta Pride Expo.
Well, it was the travel expo and World Pride was there, but I only live up the road from the club, so I am so happy for that club to become so inclusive, because I can Uber that.
Because it's amazing how many of us LGBTI plus people live out the west now.
Oh, I can tell you so many of the city DJs that live even further west than I. Justin Scott lives down the road from me, and DJ James Tobin lives up the hill about another 20 minutes out, I think.
And Lush and Phil, you live out that way as well.
Yeah, you're and down the road from me.
Shout out to Portia living right next door.
Oh, yes, we're all there. There's a big clutch of homos in North Parramatta area.
is a clutch the... The plural?
I think a collective noun.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be a clutch, because you clutch your pearls.
Of course
maybe.
You
I was thinking a clutch handbag.
Yeah. I thought a handbag might be, yeah.
And clutch pearls.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, we're almost at the end of our first show.
Time flies when you're having fabulous homosexual fun.
Exactly.
A world full of gay abandon.
Exactly. Yes. Now, look, we have got a Facebook page, so look for Gay Waves on Facebook. Come on, give us a like. Follow along. You can DM us at on Facebook and we will get back to you.
Yep. Or you can email us on gaywaves@2ser.com.
That's right. And look, we love, we are here for the community. We want to hear your stories. We want to be part of the community again.
We want to hear about your events, your functions, your fundraisers. We want to hear about everything. We want to help you to get these events out into the public. because they're community events.
That's
so
right.
Come on, start sending your messages in.
That's right. And we're going to be here every Friday, 7:30 p.m.
For that was almost a threat, Mark.
Well, it's not a threat. This is happening. This is happening. Yeah. And look, I mean, we've got some amazing stories coming up in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully I've got an interview from Ukraine with someone living in the Ukraine at the moment.
Yeah, I think we're going to do just a heads up for people that are interested. We're going to do a sort of a Ukraine special.
We are.
As a tribute to our friends over there and support of them.
We've got a lot of guests lined up. They're just like, we've got so many people we want to talk to.
And just in case you thought it was just all about community and that, you better keep listening, because coming up, I can guarantee you that there will be prizes involved in this show.
Oh boy, have we got some prizes.
Have we
up.
Got some prizes. We've got some prizes that I want, but I can't have because I work here.
Oh, disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Could I have them then?
No, you can't. No, have you-